The search renews this morning, still looking in the muck of the river for the missing underwater team officer, missing since something went wrong during a diving exercise near Broderick Park Friday afternoon. He hasn't been seen since, nor has any of his diving equipment been found, continuing the mystery of what happened. The searchers have brought in exotic side-scan sonar equipment from the Army Corps of Engineers to create a map of the river and the maze of natural obstacles and debris in the water to help the search. Police Department spokesman Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo says it's time-consuming.
The way the mapping works is they have to make multiple passes. Every time they make a pass in a certain grid pattern, produces one layer of the map. The more passes, the more layers of the map that get developed. The images it develops are extremely sophisticated. You could see literally rocks on the bottom of the water.
Meanwhile, generations of divers have been talking and applying their experience of searching the river's water and where things wind up, especially in the area between the Peace Bridge and the International Railway Bridge. That's been the area most heavily probed in the search, with its eddies and rocks and underwater obstacles. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.